So in the nusach of the vidui, we say be'ezho adama ashenasata lanu. Chazal learn from here, mikan amru, from here we learn, Yisrael umamzerim misvadim. Yisrael meaning kshayrim, umamzerim, these are people that were born out of a marriage that's a chi of krisis or a chi of mrs. bezin, misvadim, they can say vidui meiser. They're makabal achelik in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore ezho adama ashenasata lanu applies to them. When they say the land that you gave us, it applies to them. Avaloi geirim v'loi avadim. Geirim can't say vidui, and not avadim k'nanim, mishuchrarim, that were freed. Even though right now, once he's freed, he has a din of a full yid, but l'maisa she'en lem chelik ba'aretz, and therefore they can't say the words ve'esu adam ashenasata lanu. So again, the dibbeth in Eved Kanani is, while he's an Eved, he's mechuyiv in all the mitzvahs that a woman is chayiva. Once he's freed, he's mamash Yisrael gomer, but he has the same din as a ger. Rabbi Meir says, Afloi kahanim v'levim. Kahanim v'levim can also not say vidui. Shelei natlu chelik ba'aretz. They didn't either get a chelik in the land. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, kahanim v'levim can say vidui because yeshlem are a migrash. Even though they weren't mekabel a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, like the other shvatim, but we were commanded to give them cities to live in and areas around the cities. Even though in the pasuk says only levim, but we understand kahanim also got this. Now, Reb Meir is moida that they got these cities, but Reb Meir says they have permission to live there, but they don't have the same ownership to where the other shvatim have. Reb Yossi holds, no, it belongs to them. They're the bialim. The Batanura says that when Reb Yossi says they have orei migrash, it means they can say vidui on the maizras that come from these fields, from these cities. Does this mean that only someone who separates maizras from his own land says the vidui? Some say, even if I have no land, but I separated maestros or peiros that I bought from others, I also say the vidui. Because both he and his fathers were roi to take a chelik in the land. Now, when the kahanim say vidui, so what are they going to say? They gave truma? They don't have to give truma. They're the kayan. The levi doesn't have to give maestro to another levi. It stays in the rishos, but they can still say vidui on the maser sheni and the bikurim.